Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Greater awareness of the effects of secondhand smoke is one of the goals of a special event tonight. A smoke-free night is being presented by Let's Be Totally Clear. And joining me in studio are Jennifer Hainline, Region 8 Coordinator for Tobacco-Free Living, and Jennifer Gilchrist, Regional Manager for Tobacco-Free Living in Region 6. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Glad that y'all are here. And Jennifer Hainline, as we start, what is planned for this evening?
Well, tonight we're going to be there from open till close, so we'll be there till 2 a.m., and we're going to have live music. We've got two different groups performing. We've got Everyone's Axel to be doing an acoustic set earlier in the evening, and then James Earl will be doing, he'll be performing later in the evening. There's a Saints game crammed in there somewhere.
Right.
They're taking on the Falcons tonight, but we're going to have giveaways. We've got t-shirts and cups and all sorts of fun things to give away, we'll have free food, and most importantly, a smoke-free environment for all of this taking place.
What's prompted the organization to host this particular event?
Well, you know, secondhand smoke is so dangerous for everybody, and our organization is Louisiana Public Health Institute, and we're really interested in the public health and bringing awareness to these issues. And in Louisiana, there is this last bastion of workplace that people are still exposed to secondhand smoke. So even if they don't smoke, they're exposed to it. So the wait staff, the bar owners, of course the patrons, and the musicians, one of our greatest resources in Louisiana, are having to inhale all of the secondhand smoke while they're performing. So even if they don't smoke, they're subjecting their lungs, their vocal cords to secondhand smoke, which has a detrimental effect.
And that's one of the things I think there may be a little bit of misconception as we move away from the law that was originally enacted. Mm-hmm. You know, that really talked about certain establishments and buildings that had this 25-foot perameter where smoking was not allowed. Right. But the bars, the casinos, were pretty much exempt from that.
They were, yeah. So people can still smoke inside of those places. And, you know, both of those organizations have large lobbyists who have really fought to keep the smoking inside because they're afraid they're going to lose business. But research shows it doesn't. You know, the Palace Casino down in Biloxi went voluntarily smoke-free. And they have had such a positive reception that people can finally go to a place where they don't have to breathe in all the secondhand smoke. Because, you know, almost 80% of people don't smoke. So it's a misconception that most people who gamble or drink smoke. That's not really the truth.
Yeah. Jennifer Gilchrist, you work in the Alexandria area, and the city of Alexandria kind of the exception to the rule in that your city has seen an expansion of that law. They've actually enacted this. Share that story.
Okay. In October of last year, on the 4th, our city council unanimously voted to make Alexandria 100% smoke-free, which means, of course, smoke-free in our bars and in our bingo halls. We don't have casinos in the city of Alexandria. And it was implemented January 1st of this year, so we're coming up on our one-year anniversary. It has been going well. We have a large bar there. Actually, the bar owner is from Monroe. It's Gigi Shin. And that's probably one of our biggest bars that we have in Alexandria. And he just recently shared with me within the last couple of months, it has not negatively impacted his business. He is steady, and everyone is in compliance. When, you know, they've had a few glitches here and there, but for the most part, everyone knows now. They step outside and have their smoke and then go back in. And they find that the patrons who are non-smokers are staying longer, whereas they used to only have to come and get out of there because of the smoke bothering them so badly. So it's been a very positive response. We also have a pub that I guess is similar to Enoch's, Finnegan's Wake, and that had real low ceilings, so the cigarette smoke just stays condensed in there when you have a low ceiling like that. And the bar owners are very happy to have a smoke-free environment. And again, the smokers, they kind of have a new little place to meet up and talk.
Right.
So it's gone well.
I understand there was an interesting story about one of the councilmen with the Alexandria City Council and how his vote was affected by some of the things that were going on.
He is a small business owner. He is one of our council members who told us early on, I approach my representation from a small business owner perspective, and he was against it because he didn't want that infiltration of governance over what he does with a small business. On the day of the vote, he found out that one of his friends was lost to cancer, and after hearing the testimony of many cancer survivors, he was very moved and cast the first positive vote in support of the ordinance, and then was on board, and we had everyone 100% with us at that time.
Yeah, so that vote taking place last October. And actually, there was some pre-testing and post-testing as far as air quality goes.
Right, what? Right. We did. In January of 2011, we did some air quality monitoring in our bars, and 60% of those were found to have hazardous air quality. And then once the ordinance was implemented January 1st of this year, within a week, more was conducted, and at that time there was a 97% reduction in pollution levels, making them almost the same as outdoor air. So immediately you can see that the health effects went into play and were positive at that time. Wow.
Jennifer Hainline, when we look at this and we're looking at the city of Alexandria, is there a move for a local option or a local proposal for the city council to consider? Where do we stand on that?
Yeah, we've been communicating with West Monroe and Monroe City Councils, and we'll be working with Washtenaw Parish too, because we'd really like cooperation amongst all three, so there's no concern that people are going to lose business across the river, across parish lines, city lines, that kind of thing. Typically that doesn't happen. People are creatures of habit, so they go to their local establishments anyway, but we just want to take away that concern. And West Monroe is all ready to cooperate as long as Monroe and Washtenaw Parish do. They are on board with really looking out for public health, and that's what this is all about.
Smoke-free event tonight at Enoch's Irish Pub. How can someone find out more about tonight's event or tobacco-free living?
Well, they can give me a call. They can call me at 361-7235. They can find me, Jennifer Hainline, on Facebook. And we've also got a website, and that's letsbetotallyclear.org, and they can get more information there, get my number and call me, or call Enoch's.
Jennifer Hainline and Jennifer Gilchrist, both with Tobacco Free Living, thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.